So over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the glory of God, about the fact that the more and more time we spend with Jesus, the more we gaze upon him, the more we ourselves are transformed from glory to glory. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You have to ask yourself, though, what does that actually mean? Well, let's take another look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. And we all, with unveiled face, continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. God wants more and more of his glory, not just to fill our hearts, not just to shine in our soul, but to transform us so that we end up looking more and more like Jesus. Because if there's one thing that this world needs right now, it's the glory of God to shine into the darkness, the depravity that's tearing everything from nations to families apart. If there's one thing that this world needs, it's for the glory of God to touch and transform more and more people's lives. Amen. And that's where you and I come in. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So if you eat, or if you drink, or if you do anything, do it all for the glory of God. Now, that verse was spoken into a specific context that we don't have time to go into today. The point is, though, that whatever you do, however you do it, no matter how ordinary or mundane it may seem, you should be doing it for the glory of God, living your life in a way that shines his glory into the lost and hurting lives of the people around you. Live your life, every part of your life, for the glory of God. That's his word, fresh for you today. And you know, the more we let God speak his word into our lives, the more he transforms us from glory to glory. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.